By February in 1825, the Creek chief, William McIntosh, and his first cousin had worked out the terms of the Treaty of Indian Springs. The United States paid McIntosh and a group of Lower Creek chiefs $200,000 to cede or give up the last Creek lands in Georgia to the federal government. Groups of Creek who disagreed with that treaty met secretly and decided to punish McIntosh. Between 170 and 400 Creek Indians marched to McIntosh's home. They set fire to his home. They allowed the women and children to leave, but then they dragged him from the house and stabbed him in the chest and even scalped him as a warning to others who might want to give away Creek land to white men. The Dahlonega Gold Rush. Gold was discovered in Dahlonega in the summer of 1829. Gold fever swept through the North Georgia mountains. The credit for the discovery was given to a farmer named Benjamin Parks, although the Cherokee Indians knew that gold existed there. The news was new to the white settlers. Over 10,000 miners moved on to Cherokee land. The Georgia legislature passed a law that placed part of Cherokee land under state control. They refused the Cherokees any right to the gold. The Cherokees were losing their homes and their lands and their legal rights. Worcester versus Georgia, John Marshall and John Ross. Most Georgians did not care what happened to the Indians, but a group of white missionaries living in the Cherokee territory did care. One of those missionaries was named Worcester. The Georgia legislature had passed laws that said white persons could not live on Cherokee land because they did not like white settlers helping the Cherokee Indians. Worcester refused to sign the oath that they required. At a trial, the jury found him guilty of aiding the Cherokee and living on their land. Worcester took his case all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court, where Chief Justice John Marshall ruled in favor of the Cherokee Indians in the case called Worcester versus Georgia. He said that the Cherokee Indians should not be subject to the state laws of Georgia because they had their own nation with its own laws. The Cherokee thought that the ruling meant that they could keep their land and their own government. However, the president, Andrew Jackson, president of the United States at that time, refused to honor or enforce the Supreme Court order. He wanted to go ahead with the Indian Removal Act. The Cherokee refused to leave their homes. However, more and more of them were run off of their lands, whipped, or even killed. One of the Cherokee chiefs, John Ross, made several trips to Washington to ask for help. He wanted the Cherokee protected and the terms of their past treaties honored, but no help was given. Andrew Jackson. Andrew Jackson was elected president of the United States during this time. He had previously been friendly to Native Americans. However, he was wise enough politically to know that the white voters wanted the Native Americans removed from the southern states. In 1830, Congress had passed a bill called the Indian Removal Act that called for all Native Americans to be moved westward to the western territories. When the Supreme Court issued its order protecting the rights of the Cherokee, the President Andrew Jackson refused to honor it. He said to John Marshall, who was the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, "John Marshall has rendered his decision. Now let him enforce it," which really meant, "I'm not going to enforce it." Removal of the Cherokee. Cherokees wanted to homestead Cherokee land and mine the gold that had been found on Cherokee land. However, they did not get that chance. Trail of Tears. In December of 1835, the Cherokees were told to come to New Echota, which was a township part of the Cherokee Nation. There they were to sign a treaty giving up all Cherokee land that remained in the southeast. The treaty said that the Cherokee would need to move west. By May of 1838, about 2,000 Cherokees had gone. 15,000 or more refused to leave their homes. However, troops were brought in, military troops, to forcibly move the Cherokee. By the time the Indians arrived in the new Western Indian territories, nearly one-third of their group had died. It was winter when they were moving, and they were forced to walk all the way across the current states of Alabama, Mississippi, and etc. It was an 800-mile journey with winter winds, snow, and too little food, and it led to the death of thousands of Cherokee. A few Cherokee escaped and hid in the North Carolina mountains. Today, these are known as the North Carolina Band of Cherokee. To this day, this forced removal is known as the Trail of Tears.